yesterday. Islanders defenseman James Wisniewski made an unmistakable obscene gesture at Avery as the two were separated following the agitated wingers' spray of snow onto Islanders' goalie Rick DiPietro. That was the Daily News.
That's great.
That's not the one I was reading this morning.
It's funny as fuck.
But the Post decided, fuck it, let's just, you know, tell it like
it
is.
Go for
it.
Yeah.
Oh, they buried the story, too. Where the hell is it?
Did they?
So how are Gary Bettman and his NHL hockey operations personnel going to explain to children what James Wisniewski mouthed and gestured at Sean Avery on the ice during the first period of yesterday's match at the Coliseum?
You don't have to explain anything to kids. Shut up.
I'm so glad I'm finally a father, so I'm in on all this shit now.
Hey, now you're in.
I don't need Gary Bettman or the NHL explaining shit to my kid, because I'll explain that shit to my kid, and I'll explain to him how hilarious that is.
That it's hilarious. The thing that got me the most after watching it the first 10 times is how silly it looks wearing a giant hockey glove,
right?
And how it would hurt,
right?
If you I don't think you'd get much pleasure.
It wouldn't be fun to work the shaft with a hockey glove.
And you need a much bigger cock than Brett Favre's for it to even stick out of the top of a hockey glove. How do you give a blowjob wearing a hockey glove?
Kevin from Connecticut has the translation. He was saying, "Go suck another dick."
Ah.
So I guess now the paper's saying that Gary Bettman and the NHL hockey operations personnel, they got to now explain to the children, Anthony.
The children.
Because that's who's watching the NHL.
Yes,
the
it's
children.
All about the children. Everything is.
Fuck the adults and fuck them for enjoying something like this.
And getting a good spontaneous laugh from a player that was taunting another player.
Oh, yeah.
Who cares? Fuck. It's funny.
You know, you made a great point a long time ago, and I am a father, but you said that... you know, they don't give a shit in entertainment about adults anymore. It's all about protecting the children, and that's bullshit.
Let's just have some good old adult fun, things that make adults laugh.
Which this is, right?
Yeah.
That is just hilarious.
So you cannot watch that and not laugh as a guy.
I bet you even Gary Bettman in closed doors when he has to look at the tapes.
Like, oh, shit.
He's laughing.
Look at that.
As a man, he's laughing, going, holy shit, I can't believe this.
It's like hysterical.
Because we've been through this with GMs and stuff where they take us behind closed doors and they laugh at us. They laugh with us, I mean.
Yeah.
And then as soon as that door opens, it's all about, well, we'll make sure that never happens again.
Harumph.
Harumph, harumph, harumph.
Meanwhile, they all have it on their fucking computer to punch up and go check this out. It's on their iPhones.
Of course.
Look at this shit.
So now.
You'll get it.
So it says, so how are Gary Bettman and his NHL hockey operations personnel going to explain to children what James Wisniewski mouthed and gestured at Sean Avery on the ice during the first period? Wisniewski reportedly made signals unmistakably intimating oral sex.
Unmistakably,
absolutely.
He was doing a pantomime.
Yeah, so it's a great moment. They should keep this crap in sports.
Great
absolutely.
Moment in sports right there. Great moment in sports.
You know, but I think this guy's going to get suspended, not just for a game or two either.
Really?
Yeah.
God, they've gotten retarded, man.
They have gotten retarded.
It doesn't make sense. It's a little fucking gesture.
I would imagine they'd suspend him for a couple weeks.
Really?
10-game suspension, something like that. I'm telling you.
For the blowjob fake?
No, why? Because everyone's talking about it today, too, which makes it even worse. It's a black guy for hockey.
How are they portraying this on the television news? Are they pixelating? Are they?
You know, I don't know.
What are they doing?
I had a long day yesterday, so I didn't really get to watch the news and Sports Center and stuff. Maybe someone could help us out with that.
I have no idea. Know if they're pixelating, blurring, because they can't just show it, can they? I don't know.
I think that you could show it.
It's not a gesture like the finger or when you do the Italian fist up, fuck you. So
you could probably
show it, but then to explain what it means showing it, then I think you get into that context area.
I think it's one of our themes on our show that we talk about over and over again. It's like men can't be men anymore.
No, like castrated.
This hockey is a brutal sport. They're elbowing and chipping the entire game. They're
still
mouthing off. They're pushing
yep.
each other. They're fighting at times. It's an ugly sport. A lot of really hard hitting.
And fuck the gestures. If you heard what they were saying to each other when they're fucking right next to each other,
right.
It would be horrifying to the children.
Well, that's why they really haven't mic'd players yet.
No way. Imagine mic'ing hockey players.
In any sport.